The Massachusetts economy relies heavily on federal dollars that flow into health care, defense, and higher education, all key sectors of the state's innovation economy. The federal funding has been reduced as a result of the across-the-board federal budget sequestration. Pressure is now mounting on these industries to cut expenses, according to Robert Nachostein, a professor of economics at UMass Amherst.
So you're actually going to see, I think, an upturn in layoffs.
Nachostein is executive editor of Mass Benchmarks, a journal that tracks the Massachusetts economy. He said there is anecdotal evidence companies that rely on federal contracts protected employees in the hope the sequester would be reversed or modified, but that prospect now appears unlikely. The partial shutdown of the federal government that began this week will undermine confidence in the economy.
It's more bad for psychological reasons, assuming it lasts a short period of time, than it is for substantive economic reasons.
Nachostein says a far more serious hit to the economy will occur if Congress fails to raise the federal debt ceiling later this month.
As compared to the government shutdown, the effects of which are minor and reversible, not renewing the debt ceiling, not raising the debt ceiling, and having the government start to fail to pay some of its bills would literally be catastrophic to the world financial system. To an extent that is not widely understood, government debt serves as the very foundation for global financial markets, and having some of those securities, those government treasury bonds, default would be a devastating blow, on the order of what happened after Lehman Brothers failed in 2008.
The Massachusetts economy, which had outpaced the national economy in the years following the Great Recession, has slowed considerably. The Mass Benchmark's current economic index, released at the end of July, had the Massachusetts economy growing at 0.8% in the second quarter of 2013. In contrast, the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 1.7% during the same period. The state's unemployment rate has been rising even as the national rate has been falling.
I'm not confident we're going to see much job growth for the rest of this year. I'm not even confident that the job growth numbers we saw for August are going to survive revision. We just simply are in a period of what's going to be stagnation. That stagnation is almost all induced by our political system, but it is stagnation nevertheless. So I don't see good prospects for job growth really for the rest of the year.
There were 20% fewer job postings by employers in August at the Future Works Career Center in Springfield, according to the center's business manager, Kevin Lynn. He says job seekers are showing signs of frustration.
What's happening is we continue to see, an employer post a job and there are, 80%, 90% of the people that apply for that position are unqualified.
Economists who are members of the Mass Benchmarks editorial board do point out some bright spots in a newly released analysis. They note the state's housing market is recovering with home prices, building permits, and construction employment all increasing. Some growth has also been detected in state export activity. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.